All right, so we were discussing yesterday the question of kovso zokoklo. I said, machloka zokoklo, ain't zokoklo, but I want to focus on the zokoklo question. Okay? All right, so as is often the case, if you have, sometimes it's hard just to think about the thing, you know? When you have a machlokas about it, it sort of gives you like a little contrast, and you can sort of maybe see a little bit better what's going on each side. So we have an interesting machlokas in the Rishonim. Okay, what's the machlokas in the Rishonim? So let's just review quickly the facts. Okay, what are the facts? The facts are that the Gemara says according to Rav Huna, right, that on Shabbos and Chol, that on Chanukah, you cannot use the Neiros that you cannot use on Shabbos, right? Ain madlikin ben b'Shabbos, the ones that you can't use on Shabbos, you can't use on Chanukah, whether it's a Chanukah of Shabbos or whether it's a Chanukah of Chol. Correct? And the Gemara says, what does that show you about Rav Huna? It shows you two things. It shows you he holds kavsa zakakla, and it shows that he holds asur l'shtamish, mutl l'shtamish l'or. Right? So the problem is like this. That it's not really clear how you get both of those, how you learn both of those things. Okay? Let's do over here Zokoklo. And what's the other one? Is Mutter, right? Mm-hmm. And Ein Zokoklo and Aser. Okay. So let's see. So what does Rav Huna hold? He holds that on Chol and on Shabbos you can't use the Neros, right? Now let's say he just held Kovsa Zakakla, right? What would he say about using the Neros, the bad Neros on Chol? No good, right? No good. And what would he say about using the bad Neros on Shabbos? He'd all say it's no good, right? Plain shot. So then we've already accounted for his whole sheet over here. Just from the Zokoklo question, we've accounted for his whole Shita. What right do we have to go now over to say, and he must also hold his Mutl l'shtamish l'ora. All we need to do is find a reason why you can't use it on Chol, and a reason why you can't use it on Shabbos. That's the end of our analysis. Once Zokoklo explains why you can't use it on Chol, and you can't use it on Shabbos, there's no room to say, and he must hold his Mutter. Why? Why must he hold that? Because he says he can't use it on Shabbos? Yeah, but it's already because of Zakhadla he can't use it on Shabbos. That's basically the Tosis' question, right? That's Tosis' question. How could you prove from here that, leave this whole thing. How could you prove from here that Rav Huna holds both, that it's Mutter l'shtamish l'ora and Zakhadla? Once you say Zakhadla, which we have to say because of Chol, that already drags in Shabbos, and that's his whole Shita. So Tosa's answer is, you're right. Just from the sheet of Rav Huna, there's no proof. But since he said it, Bein b'chol, Bein b'shabbos, that means he's trying to teach you something extra. Okay? But the Ramban takes this question more seriously. And he says like this. You got the Ramban? He says, Adam rinan kov sa zokok lo u mutl l'shtamish l'ora kashali. Got it? Minolon shem mutl l'shtamish l'ora. How do you know that it's mutl l'shtamish l'ora? Dilma af b'shabes ein madlikin bohen l'fishe kovso zokuk lo. Maybe the reason, like on the chart, the reason why you can't use them on Shabbos is because of zokuk lo. U'b'shabes ef shel hizdakik lo. And on Shabbos you can't fix it. There's nothing you can do. Do you have the brackets here?
Yeah.
The ain lomar the sphere little Talmud the cave and the b'shabes efshal lezakik lo his dakik lo the efshal lomar what this the efshal lomar the sover little Talmud this is his answer cave and the b'shabes e efshal lez dakik lo lo chayshina nu madlikin b'chol hashmona mi cave and she efshal shelo yichku afal pisha pamem shekovin lo yichpas lon. V'shabes leman d'omar kovsa zakakla dino shove l'chol leman d'omar kovsa ein zakakla.
Kishem shebechol motel hadlik b'shemanim halalu v'im kavu ein zakuk lo af b'shabes kain l'divrei hakol. How's it go? That maybe the Gemara really holds like this. That since on Shabbos there's nothing you can do, right? What does it mean, kavsa zakakla? It means you're bound to fix it. You must fix it. Okay? But on Shabbos there's no fixing to be done. Right? It's yeshul is dakikla. So then, lo chayshina, we're not worried, and we let him light any oil. Why? Because it probably won't go out. That's the fact, right? Even though sometimes it does. But we don't care. Why? Because now it comes out that Shabbos, according to the Shita who holds Kavsa Zakik law, is the same as Chol, according to the Shita Kavsa Ein Zakik law. Just like on Chol, he can use that candle. And if it goes out, we don't care, because that's the Shita Ein Zakik law. So too on Shabbos, according to everybody. It's an astounding thing. I mean, logically, it works. It solves the problem. According to the Ramban, it comes out like this. If you hold Kavsa Zakuk law, all that tells you is on Chol, you have to use good stuff. So since we know that Rav Huna says it's Asar on Shabbos, it must be because of what? Mutar L'Shamish. The only thing is, it comes out a very strange shita, a difficult machlokas. So let's just, that's how the Ramban gets to it, but forget about that. Let's just get the straight idea, okay? So let's go one more time. What is Kavsa Zakuk law according to the Ramban? Comes out like this, a strange thing. It means on the weekday you must use good stuff because it might go out. And if it goes out, you'll have to fix it. So why must you use good stuff? So fix it. Why must you use good stuff? Because he'll be poshea. He's like Rashi. He himself says at the end that he's like Rashi. Right? So that means to say that what? That I have to use good stuff on the weekday. Why? Not because I must use good stuff l'chadchila. Not because I must use good stuff necessarily. But since if it goes out, I must fix it. So ahead of time, I should make sure that I'm not in the situation where I'll have to fix it, and I won't. I'll be poshea. So to prevent my being a poshea, I must use good stuff. But on Shabbos, can I be a poshea? No, it's not possible. Because you're not allowed to fix it on Shabbos. So then it comes out that on Shabbos, you can use any oil you want. Wild! Well, what kind of a, like an inverted logic. If I say you must be careful that your wicks and that your nair stays lit, and on Shabbos you can't do anything about it, then use the minimal one. Shouldn't it be the opposite? If I say your nair must stay lit, and on Shabbos when you can't do anything about it, then you have to make sure ahead of time, of course. No, on the contrary, the Ramban says, well, since on Shabbos nothing you can do, use the junky stuff. Ramban just almost defies logic. The Tosus sounds right. Tosus is saying, if on the Chol you have to use the good stuff when you can fix it, then certainly on Shabbos you have to use the good stuff when you can't fix it. If I said, make sure this stays on. So then, when you know that you're not going to be around to maintain it, you definitely use the better stuff. Right? So we know now at least the Ramban does not learn Kavsa Zakuk law as an imperative from the get-go, meaning make sure it stays lit. If he held it means make sure it stays lit, when you light it, you have to do everything in your power to make sure it stays lit, then you simply cannot learn that on Shabbos you can use the inferior oils. So we have a little bit of a better way of understanding Tosus. Tosus sounds like he's learning like that kind of an idea, and we're at square one with the Ramban. So what do you say? What do you say? You want to work out Tosus a little bit better, or you want to take a crack at the Ramban? I mean, no, it's that's right. What Yonah is saying is correct. And that's the way Rashi expresses it. And we noticed something funny in Rashi. That's what you were picking up on yesterday, Aaron. That Rashi is only saying, light it well in the beginning so you're not a poshea later. But, so then the problem is to be a poshea. It's not really a problem that the Nair is not lit. It's not really a problem that the Nair goes out. It's a problem that you're a poshea. So on Shabbos, I can't be a poshea, so there's no problem. But it's sort of like dumbing down the thing, isn't it? Like, it's like you give a kid a test and he fails. You say, okay, so we'll just change all the questions so that you pass. You know? The problem, it's not like the point is to know, the point is not to fail. Okay, so we'll make it easier and you'll pass. That doesn't make them smarter. So if you want the Nair to be on, you know, it's not a matter of being a poshea, it's a matter of the Nair being on. Well, you're right, but that just makes it stranger. What kind of a concept is of Kovza Zokik law is expressed in just the guy not being a failure? On the face of it, Kovza Zokik law implies you have an obligation to make sure it lasts. In other words, the basic way of explaining the machlokas of Kovza Zokik law, Kovza Ein Zokik law, right, is what? You'll say Kovza Ein Zokik law means what? The mitzvah is just a maisa hadlaka, right? Lahadlik ner. So did I do a maisa hadlaka? I did a maisa hadlaka. Thank you very much. My mitzvah is done. I'm yotze. But if you say Kovza Ein Zokik law, then it implies some imperative of keeping the Nair lit, right? In other words, that's a basic way that people think about, descriptively, the difference between Kovza Zokik law or Ein Zokik law. Ein Zokik law means the Chiyuv is a Maisa HaMitzvah, to be Madlik. So was I Madlik? Yeah, I did my mitzvah. And now my mitzvah is, I'm Yotze my mitzvah. If it went out, that's not my problem. It went out. I did my mitzvah. My mitzvah was Hadlaka. Right? My mitzvah was Hadlaka. But if you say Kovza Zokik law, it means we don't look at the mitzvah as like a maisa, like a regular maisa. We look at the mitzvah as like demanding that a state exists. Like the Gemara says, mitzvasa mi shetishka achama ad shetichle regel menesha. The mitzvah is not simply a maisa hadlaka, but it's to ensure that the thing is burning from here till there. So if that's the case, okay, so then on Shabbos you should have to really make sure. Yeah. So what do you say? What do you say for the Ramban? Way of looking at it. See, I don't think Kovza Ein Kovza Zokla doesn't really mean that the mitzvah is not. That's the difficulty. There's a difficulty here. What do we mean the mitzvah is to ensure that the light is burning? That's, first of all, the bracha is lahadlik. That is the bracha. I mean, the Gemara has a whole discussion later. Is the mitzvah of hadlaka or is the mitzvah hanocha? Proves the mitzvah is hadlaka. Of course, the bracha is lahadlik. So it's not just, even if you hold Kovza Zokik law, it's not enough just to say the mitzvah is to have the Nair burning. The mitzvah is certainly to produce the Nair. So we have to refine that side also. But I'm saying for the Ramban, how would you define it? At all?
Can you repeat the Ramban's move again?
Okay, so let me tell you what I'm thinking about over here. It's a little bit of a tough problem, but let me tell you what I'm thinking about. In other words, what do we say? We said, if I were to ask you, right, intuitively, how do you define the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? So you would say the mitzvah is to light the Ner. Right, that's the way we think about it, a regular Maisa HaMitzvah. There's a Maisa, there's a Bracha, and the mitzvah is Lahadlik Ner. For instance, if I came into my house and somebody had lit it for me already, I would say, I'm not Yotze, wasn't my mitzvah, I have to do Hadlaka, right? The mitzvah is lahadlik. It's not like by a mezuzah. The mezuzah is basically the mitzvah is to have the mezuzah. So if I moved out of a house and the mezuzah was up, I don't have to put up another mezuzah. But if I switched houses in the middle of between Shkia and Tichle Regel Menashuk, if I bought someone's house and he moved out and I moved in, I would think you'd have to light your own Nir Chanukah. Okay? The mitzvah is ladlik. So you have a chiyuv of being madlik near. So that's why that's the svar of kavsa ein zakaklo. I lit it. I was yotzei. Like a regular tzuras ha-mitzvah. The problem of kavsa zakaklo is, while it's appealing, because we think of the ner as something that should exist, I mean, let's put it this way. Normally in halacha, you have a maisa mitzvah, right? And then you have the purpose of the mitzvah. So if I have a maisa mitzvah of achilas matzah, right? So then the eating of it is the fulfillment of the purpose. So what do I need a maisa achila for? In order that I eat. It's just obvious. It's too simple, right? It's the same thing. It's hainuach. What do I do, netilas alulav? The maisa and what I'm trying to do are the same thing, right? What's kriyas ha-megillah? I want to do the maisa of reading and tell the story. It happens simultaneously. They happen together. When I read, the story comes out. Ner Chanukah, it's a strange mitzvah. There's something strange in the mitzvah. On the one hand, we're saying it's a maisa, but on the other hand, there's a duration, there's something that I want to effectuate that exists long beyond the maisa. A lot of times, in a simple maisa, what I produce comes through the very maisa itself, right? The eating, when I'm chewing and I'm swallowing, I'm effectuating eating. The maisa of eating is ingesting. And when I did the maisa, I completed the food is gone, and I completed the maisa, and I accomplished the goal. The goal was to eat. I do it with the chewing and the swallowing, and I'm done. But over here, the goal is not to light the nair and have it go out the second later. That's not the goal. Of course, that's not the goal. I finished my maisa right when the wick catches. But is that the goal of the mitzvah? Just that it should catch? Of course not. The goal of the mitzvah is it should burn for duration. So there's like a separation in my maisa and what we would call the kiyum of the mitzvah. Right? The kiyum of the mitzvah is for half an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever you say. But my maisa is just for that second. Okay? So that's what's unusual about the mitzvah, and that would seem is why there is an inyan of kavsa zakukla, that you shouldn't be finished right when the maisa is done. There's more that exists, okay? But according to the Ramban, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is like this. Halachically speaking, they both agree. What do they agree on? That halachically speaking, the tzura of the mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka. The mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka, and I'm yotzei my mitzvah when I light the ner. It's only a secondary question. Kavsa zakakla, kavsa ein zakakla is a secondary question. Beyond the basic question of the form of the mitzvah. So nobody disagrees the mitzvah is lahadlik. Nobody disagrees that the bracha should be lahadlik and not, you know, to produce. But kavsa zakakla says like this. This maisa ha-mitzvah produced an entity of piersum. It produced a cheftza shel mitzvah that's actively involved in piersum ha-neis. You have no right to abandon that cheftza that you produced. In other words, it's a two-step process, kavsa zakakla. Kavsa zakakla means the maisa of the mitzvah is finished when you make the ner, but part of the mitzvah, part of the idea of the mitzvah, part of the idea of the maisa was to produce a choshev entity, to produce something that's important, to produce something that's involved in mitzvah itself. Zakakla means once you produced it, to not maintain it would be a pshia. To not maintain it would be somewhat like a negation of the cheftza that you made. You understand? It's a secondary thing. Everybody agrees, essentially the mitzvah is hadlaka. But now there's another question. In a mitzvah of a maisa that produces an enduring cheftza shel mitzvah, is there a chiyuv to maintain the cheftza shel mitzvah or not? That's a separate halacha question. And according to the Ramban, you'll only be in violation of that when it's possible. You understand? It's not part of the very Tzuras HaMitzvah itself. According to Tosfos, Kav Sazakla means it's a new description of the Maisa Mitzvah itself. It means to say the Hadlaka is not the end of the Maisa HaMitzvah. There's part of the very Maisa Mitzvah is ensuring, is we'll have to define a little better, but it's part of the very doing of the Mitzvah itself. To do the mitzvah in a way that ensures it exists. It's not a regular maisa hadlaka. It's a hadlaka of a ner shel pirsum. And that has other requirements. But according to the Ramban, that's not the din. According to the Ramban, everybody agrees. The maisa is over. The maisa is over. And you yotze your basic chiyuv. But now there's a secondary question. In this kind of a mitzvah, is there a zika to the chefza that I created? Or not? So halachically, you'll say, well, the mitzvah is over. But because the thing that the mitzvah brings about is not finished and is functioning in Kiddush Hashem, you have an obligation from the tzad of the cheftza, not from the maisa. You have an obligation from the cheftza itself to cherish it and maintain it. But the whole inyan of Kavsa Zakakla only exists after the Asiyas HaMitzvah. There's no inyan of Kavsa Zakakla beforehand and during the Maisa. It's only now that the thing exists, you're under an obligation. So during the week, it's good advice to set it up in a way that you won't run into problems. And the Takana of the Mitzvah was set up in the best possible way. But on Shabbos, there's no inyan of maintenance. So there's no inyan of Kavsa Zakakla. The whole inyan of Kavsa Zakakla disappears on Shabbos. And now it's just Kavsa Zakakla is a combination of two things. It's a combination of the Maisa Mitzvah of Adlaka plus a new Chiyav that comes after the Adlaka of maintaining it. So therefore, on Shabbos, it's impossible to have the secondary inyan. It's not shayach to the secondary inyan. So then it just goes down to Maisa Hadlaka. Now, is it a Maisa Hadlaka? Yes, because since it will most likely last, then you did a Hadlaka. The only question about whether you did a Hadlaka or not is a question of, did you create a burning, a cheftza that's capable of burning? So these oils and wicks are capable of burning, so I did a Maisa Hadlaka. I did on my sadlaka. But now, what about, do I have this secondary chov because of the uniqueness of the cheftza and the importance of the cheftza to keep up and maintain it? Well, I can't. There's no such thing as maintenance on Shabbos. There's no such thing as maintaining an air on Shabbos. That's called malacha. So the inyan of zakakla doesn't exist. Right? Speak to any professional. There's always a difference between the installation and the maintenance. Believe me. Right? So the Ramban solves the problem in a very interesting way. There's no machlokas about creating a whole new type of a tzuras hamitzvah. It's an extraneous obligation, which simply doesn't exist on Shabbos. Whereas the Tosos is learning it differently. And that's why Rashi says, the only reason to do it is that you're not a poshea later. But Tosos learns is a different idea totally. That Kovza Zakakla means what? Not so simple. What is Kovza Zakakla? Yeah.
Last for a long time.
See, Tosis is bothered with this. Tosis is learning that the problem of Zakakla is the question of how do I consider the nair that I'm lighting? How do I consider myself being osik in the Maisa Pearson? You understand? Tosos learns the problem is that Kovza Zakakla means that the Maisa Hadlaka, the problem is the Maisa Hadlaka is here and the Maisa Pirsum goes here. There should be a way that the guy is Osek in the Pirsum of the Nair, not just Osek in the lighting of the Nair. You understand? There's a certain Pirsum of the Nair. The Pirsum of the Nair is while it's burning. But the hadlaka of the ner is just getting it going. So Tosas seems to be learning that the machlokas of kovza ein zakhagla is saying, how is it possible halachically speaking that the person who is madlik is involved in piersum? How is he involved in piersum? All he's doing is producing the cheftza, but the maisa piersum is on its own, is independent of the gavra afterwards. Like I was saying before, by Megillah, the maisa kriya is the maisa piersum. All right, you might ask me a kasha on that, but from a certain gemara. But the maisa piersum essentially is the kriya. Okay. And that's why we said a while ago that the Gemara says you can't read the Megillah in reversed order. I don't know if anybody was around when we did this far. Limafreya is no good. So we said, why? It's not that you didn't read it. Of course you read it. You read every piece of the Megillah. But the piersum doesn't come through the Kriya. The piersum, if you read the end and then the beginning, the piersum comes out. It turns out when you were reading the beginning, when you're reading the ending, you weren't involved in piersum because nobody knows the beginning. So it comes out that the piersum and the kriya are not in line. You understand? The piersum has to come with the kriya. You have to start with the beginning and tell the story. The piersum is through the reading of the story. If a guy hears the end, he doesn't know how it fits into the story, and only when he hears the beginning, he says, "Oh, now I understood what was read before." Works out, but now his kriya and his piersum are not together. You understand? Lemafreya is a lack, not in the reading. He physically read the whole thing. Like there's no, like for instance, I never saw a halacha that says you can't do shnei mikra lemafreya. Right? Mistavi, you could. You could do shnei mikra lemafreya. There's only certain specific things. The Gemara says you can't do lemafreya. Halel, Megillah, certain things. But you can't say, I didn't read it. If I read it in the reversed order, of course I read it. I read every single part. But the problem is the kriya doesn't produce the piersum. The piersum is pieced together later after the kriya is over. So Tosfos is looking for a way that the person is doing the maisa hadlaka. He holds kofsa zakakla means that the gavra has to be osek not just in the hadlaka, not just in making the ner, but in the piersum of the ner. And how is it accomplished? It's accomplished through an obligation of, it's accomplished through a certain chiyuv of producing and of the shmira itself. L'chatchila, from the beginning, there is, the gavra must be considered osek in bringing in the cheftza of the entire zman of the piersum. So that is, if he doesn't, then he lacks in his hadlaka. He lacks in his hadlaka. It has to be qualified that the hadlaka is relating to the entire entity. So if it's not taking the extra shmira of the hadlaka to ensure l'chatchila from the very beginning that the ner is dolek kol zman, then he's not... Then he's just basically putting the nair up and wishing it good luck. That's not hadlakas nair shall pierce him. So then on Shabbos, he also has that obligation. He also has an obligation from the beginning. Okay, let's think it over. I'm giving you two general approaches here. I think the Ramban is definitely 100% right. Tosis needs a little more work.
I don't really understand Tosfos.
Not that I think the Ramban is right. I think I think this, not to brag, but I do think this is the only way to interpret this Ramban. Always dangerous to say something like that.
Ramban.
But
I guess the Ramban hold that.
Probably gonna get punished for that later. But that's what I think.